Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and today I'm going to talk about the movie which everyone was waiting for nearly a decade. So yes, I'm going to talk about Avatar: The Way of Water. When Avatar first came in 2009, it broke all box office records. Avatar was one of the highest ever grossing movies for nearly a decade. Avatar made its director James Cameron a household name. We have never seen similar use of VFX, graphics and tech in any other movies. Even after 13 years of its release, it is still one of the best movies in terms of visuals and cinematography. Now, David Cameron is back with the second installment of the 5-movie series Avatar: The Way of Water. But could he live up to the hype and expectations he created? Let's find out. Story. A decade has passed since the Na'vi and humans, the Sky People, fought the decisive war, and the Na'vi people won the war with the help of Jack Sully, who embraced his avatar and eventually became the leader of Na'vi people. He is living happily in Pandora with his wife Netwiri and had 3 children and 1 adopted daughter. To the Na'vi's dismay, the human returns and erect a new main operating base named Bridgehead City to prepare Pandora for colonization as the Earth is dying. Among the new arrivals are recombinants, Na'vi's avatars implanted with the minds and memories of deceased RDA Marines, with Quaritch recombinant as their leader. Kalan Mines started hunting Jack Sully with the rest of his crew in their avatars. Jack decided to step down from the chieftain's post and sought refuge in Methikiana Reef People clan at Pandora's eastern seaboard. There, they learned the way of Reef People, but that unfortunately brought the war to their doorstep too. That leads to a spectacular war between humans and Na'vis. Cast and crew. Avatar: The Way of Water was directed by James Cameron and the screenplay was written by Rick Hefe, Amanda Silver and James himself. Russell Carpenter did the cinematography and Simon Franklin did the music. In the main star cast, of course, we have Sam Worthington as Jack Sully, Zoe Saldana as Netwiri, Sigourney Weaver as Kiri, Stephen Lang as Colonel Miles, Quaritch, Kate Winslet as Ronan, Cliff Curtis as Tonawari, and Champion as Miles Quaritch's Koro Spider. The film hit the theaters on 16 December 2022 with a total runtime of 192 minutes. Positives. We all agree with the fact that Avatar is visually one of the most stunning movies in recent years. In the first part, we saw the beauties of the amazing jungle of Pandora. Now we see the beautiful sea life. The underwater scenes are one of the best sequences ever filmed for any film. You will lose yourself in the utter beauty and perfection of the underwater world created by the VFX team. They did not leave any stone unturned, and it's nearly impossible to find any faults in their work. Almost all water sequences were filmed in New Zealand, and Kate Winslet broke the record for holding her breath underwater for more than 7 minutes in a film. I liked how the creators did give attention to details when it came to world building. You could identify every little detail of all of its characters, from their little scars to their eye color, hair or fingers. All were almost perfect. I loved the underwater sequences and how they played important roles in the film. All the undersea creatures, fishes and reefs were given a twist in their look, color and light radiance to make them look more authentic. I loved the sea beast Piacon the most in the film, way more than any other character or creature from the film. It was fantastic to see the use of live action animation, VFX and tech all at play to make the movie grand. The creatures decided to go big from the beginning this time. You will witness some high octane action sequences from the start. I liked the action sequences, action choreography of these scenes, and how these action sequences also make Jack Sully take important decisions for his family and his people. The action sequences in the climax are really worth watching. You will witness a lot of chaos and mess in the end. There are several twists and turns to not letting you take any rest while everything is done. The background score was one of the best parts of Avatar, and we see the same thing happening here. The BGM picked up the overall quality of the film to several notches. This goes from exciting scenes to emotional scenes. The complimentary music was always part of it. The characters gave their all to the scenes to uplift any scene and the movie. A few scenes were quite emotional and made me cry a bit too. The character that touched me the most was the killer fish, Paikan. Negative. I have so many complaints from the film. First, it wasn't clear how Dr. Grace Augustine survived and even got pregnant in her avatar state. What was the use of the character Spider in the movie? His emotions and motives are not clear and did not really have any contribution to the film. Jack Sully and his family were Navi people now, but they acted like mere human brats. There was more human touch than an alien spatial touch. Why most of his children are mere brats and stupid teens? While in the first film Jack was proud and brave, here he was running away from all dangers. Maybe because he is a family man, but still. Plenty of time is wasted in their training with the reef people. The movie looked like a massive aquarium instead of a movie with a proper storyline. Why did you call this movie A Way of Water? Why didn't you call it Way of Aquarium? At least an hour should have been cut from the final product. The movie did not string the emotional chords. I did not feel that emotional connect with the film that I felt in the first part. None of the characters could leave an impact, of course, apart from Paikan. Conclusion: I will give 3.5 out of 5 stars to Avatar: The Way of Water. I really had high expectations from the film, but the creators lost in their one world created and spent most of their time just there instead of giving it to the story. There was no real story in the film and all could be concluded in mere few lines. I wish they had spent more time on the script and dialogues. Visually, the movie is spectacular, but it did not impress me much on the story and emotionally connected front. And yes, of course, I had more expectations, but it could not live up to that. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. An Intelligent Analyst, please give it a like, please subscribe, share with your friends, and keep sharing whatever you want to hear me. Thank you so much for listening. Signing out, An Intelligent Analyst.